your screen was also wet.
Small again, huh? Doesn't matter.
I'm also eating here, how to eat.
Yeah, I know. But I can read it.
Hey.
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So
Right,
then we can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Put some new things in the map. So this is it. I don't know the shortcut, so F5. Well, our functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in. And you also have, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you're prepared for three.
Well,
yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We I don't know, you also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received a mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look of, well, I think we should show them before your presentations, because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our functions will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
Wait 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Well, Rekke, the closing, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show it at this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave you this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors.
Right.
And look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have a DVD and a television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
But I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It's should be recognizable at all times. Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new sort of thing, but but not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well,
to
the second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
Oh,
all right.
That's a shame.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can
reach. Forget about it, it's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it
okay.
has to be a modern design, and it's important to know when you design.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
yeah.
three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
Oh, you have to start. I didn't see anything about who had to start.
Yeah.
Well, then start.
I just have to think which file is mine because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well.
I think it's this one. But I'm not sure.
I have opened
yeah.
PowerPoint.
See. Alright. Yes.
Yeah.
It. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. This it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in, in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually been loose from the television because it can also be used for our televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that leaps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click-on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
Yeah, in another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically
yes.
says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Well, a beeping
yeah.
device would
we'll
be.
It, yeah.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should consider a manual for the remote support.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read? Oh.
No.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pickup and use than the manual.
You should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should
be
consistent with consistent
nobody
with all the remotes
about a remote control.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there in the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right.
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 Part of the no.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it. Should.
Consider
the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand. So right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirement said, we're gonna specify, of we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but. They think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it and
your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information on that.
No,
so
I know.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very. Costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important for
the
sale.
Very demanding.
It's not yet a standard development.
Customers in
well, I do think LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition.
Yeah.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah. Well, we'll consider both of them and see what we can find. All
right.
We don't rule them out
immediately.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can write.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
So, next, I don't know who is next. You got a
technical talk.
Yes?
Right.
No? Go ahead.
Well, it was my task to explain or to point out a working design. And we have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it so that you can have the F5?
F5.
Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my.
Next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to. Copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and
purple.
But I think you can read it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see.
Maybe you can select it.
I can select on the things.
No,
it goes
the
to
whole
the next
picture.
Page.
No,
click.
Well, you can read it. It's not too difficult. Well, this is a schematic. View of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the to the set, and the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip, and the chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code. A specific code to indicate that specific button that is pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that, and the
but we don't. We no,
so
no, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and anything. It's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that. So that it becomes more user friendly, and that the problems like RZ and those kinds
right.
of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much. Channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RSE consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can immediately
make them easy to,
well,
to press.
You don't have to look and
like
search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
yeah, right.
But
I mean
if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
one of the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button under the thumb, of course.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would
that's very important,
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make, for channel changing, two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do it like this. Like
yes, I saw that on my mobile telephones, they also have
those.
Yeah,
it's
usable.
Do people, when they pick up remote, know that they have to do that. It's a new feature.
Well, it
you
is.
Can
yeah.
make
yeah,
a
right.
double feature, like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
well, also, if someone puts picks
up
this
down,
they'll remote.
It. I think
well.
80% would.
If someone
anyway.
Picks up his remote and he touches the side and he's
yeah,
already on the next
the
channel,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
But in any case, the
no.
basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically as you said. And I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not. Very
yeah,
useful for you. So yeah, exactly.
Sure.
This is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this, but I had to make a schematic of the thing. But I had too little time. But don't look
okay.
at this, please.
Well,
I think
we
it's clear
we
how
yeah,
it
clear.
Works. All right.
All right.
That's
no.
the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can get the after a presentation. Then we have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So.
Hmm.
SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We all have different homepages.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Different links. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Junger, user interface
mm-hmm.
designer. The method. Well. I used my own experience with remotes to a good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already in use.
Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Yeah.
I like user center.
Yeah.
I like user centered also the best. Well, I thought that we'd use the option to control the DVD also and data text and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I thought we would use need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that because
yes,
of the requirements.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
All right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can really see it different from different sides, but I think.
No, I'll show it some.
You can draw it if you want.
Mm. Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts. So
mm-hmm.
we can customize
the. Absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So we cannot just make someone.
Front, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah.
remote. So
last.
Like
yeah.
last
yeah.
Yeah.
You can put it on the back side.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put front on it, there's a hole in front. So
the lowest part of the remote isn't changed
yeah.
by the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's focus on front.
Yes.
Okay.
like I said, I thought we'd use more function. If we had to include more functions, but we don't. So. Yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on? In the work document
file? I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We
I
should
agree.
Go with that concept, I think. And
all right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested. Feature, but they are more critical. But yeah, critical.
Younger,
so the younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can. Click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
aren't as much.
Well, but because you say that their features are important, they want
right.
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens
yeah,
and voice recognition.
Look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So
yeah.
We must build in something, or they will to go to the concurrent.
Our competitors.
Competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators, you have those little LCD
right.
That you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information,
which program you are watching or something.
Yeah,
it's
those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen,
yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated. Yeah,
just integrate in the to make it more
exciting. You should like this, you know,
something like on some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS
is a
ticket
idea.
But that's, of course, a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design. But the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Script that keeps it rolling. It's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think.
Minutes, for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right. We go with the LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
But
we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
We'll get that information.
We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation?
I understand what you're
saying.
We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you, so we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen.
Cool.
That's special.
Should we start with the most important part?
Yes.
LCD screen.
At the bottom.
All right. Wait, we should start with the power button.
Sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
And
remote
with the LCD screen on top.
The thing is terrible.
Unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand pole might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then
we'll draw 2, and then we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are
we busy with something?
Yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. That way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
the LCD is like small, it's wide, it's not high. But
Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones
like this.
On the top, so
we're making a remote with
exactly. Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
Yes, but we don't want that.
We don't want
that to look like a calculator. You want to look
must be a
like our original.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to throw important aspect. Important aspect like familiarity is completely away because
maybe a bigger, better white.
I think it's still important to have that at the top.
Format, line wide.
That's more familiar. That's not the problem.
Yeah?
when I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better.
No,
you only have
it's
one.
It's special pen.
All right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and still have lots of room at the bottom
yeah,
where
I
you can put
I
your
agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
the
I'm
the LCD.
Though.
In a few minutes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
yeah I totally
so
agree.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions
yeah,
and
right.
then look at the design?
We,
because
we
have to decide this.
Well, we should summon the.
Yeah.
The different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Well,
it's
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
You have to agree.
Yeah.
I can say from it's like this.
We have a power button, seven buttons, LCD window, the number buttons.
Yeah.
General.
Volume.
Volume control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
Control also.
Yes.
In it. Right.
Next speed, yeah.
Well,
on this remote, these controls are for something else. Did
yes,
play or something.
Yes,
yeah.
They are for some video.
Drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one
right.
position constantly with one hand. Yeah,
that's
so
what I always do because all my board buttons are the same
move
place.
From time to time.
Yes. People don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
they have to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes.
channels are most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
No.
Up
far
and
apart.
Down, far apart from each other.
You thinking about RSE?
Well,
yeah,
not too much.
Look at the frequency. not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button you can.
Well, they're used four
when someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because. I have
someone
at the
totally
button. So that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
The power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be red.
Oh man, 5 minutes. yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
the
numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well. It's
well,
really
I have
pretty
here.
Pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do.
Yeah,
you
well,
that's
going to take
you
too much
time. Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that. You decide that. And
yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD. You are industrial. You are user interface. So I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make a consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit
yeah,
hard
we
because
we
are going to be
so
individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important. Right?
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right, these functions.
We agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's okay.
The number function.
That's not.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just
when you it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it.
All right, so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
Do you still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
You do need like this one. You do need.
No, we just
yeah,
said we
I
need.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Well.
No, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is very basic.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about. There are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or it's just two, and we make
just
a clap?
Just two under it.
That's a bit a waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
Or at the top. Your LCD scanner can go.
You can
yeah.
put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They,
yeah.
they aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So
no, they
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller round.
Yeah, bit smaller. And, well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons? Above
well, I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes.
Yes. Well, any other...
Well, if you... Why take those video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
you
can
set to
the video channel.
You can set
AV.
To the video channel
that's
from
zero.
Zero.
No, not always.
My remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
Yeah,
the
but
video
you can
channel.
Set
yeah, but
down
when
you set down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI.
Yes.
I go to 99.
No,
and you press 99.
I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. You do if you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel. You do. You have to push to.
No,
to
you can push
zero.
So yeah.
To get to
I think
specific,
one button is. I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons. You have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's incorporated with plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Of course, to configure.
Program.
Okay.
The
OK button.
Yeah.
Oh, you always have in the center an OK button for your menu. Menu button.
You should, I think that's important.
Channel setting menu. Jongens, we moeten gaan. We have to go.
The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel,
So, save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh,
menu. It's like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the setting buttons because
all
the
right.
buttons are reduced then if you are in the menu.
Guys,
or
we're going to give our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
So.
Thank you.
Alright.
Well, see you.
Yeah,
we have lunchtime, by the way. Now, so.
I'm hungry.
Lunch!
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly do everything.
I mean, pauze is stiekem toch.
See you later, mate.